keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's bona fide talk.
Bona fide talk, yeah. Bona fide talk. Keep God first in your walk, baby. That's bona fide talk, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep God first in your walk, baby. That's bona fide talk, yeah. Bona fide talk.
Praise God, church. Praise the Lord. Good evening, Bonafide Talk family. I am your host, Evangelist Falana, and you are listening to the Christian radio broadcast, Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. Hey, Bonafide Talk is known for its realness and rawness, but don't get it twisted. We keep everything biblically bonafide, guys. Amen. Incidentally, you'll be able to hear this radio broadcast after the show on the BFTM radio network. Just go to getbonafide.org, okay? That's getbonafide.org. BFTM is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hey, great music from some of the most talented gospel indie artists in the world, from the Western Hemisphere to the Eastern Hemisphere, and the home of three of the hottest Christian radio talk shows in the country. Bonafide Talk with yours truly, Beyond the Walls of Jericho with radio talk show host Kareem McDuffie, and Relationships in You with radio talk show host Robin Manley. Amen. I love this team. So, hey, before we get Bonafide Talk going this evening, let's now bow our heads to the throne of grace and invite the Holy Spirit to this radio broadcast. Amen. Amen. Dear God, we just want to say thank you for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for all blessings you have bestowed upon us. I ask that you give me and our featured guest for this evening the appropriate words to say so that we are able to minister to the needs of your people. Dear God, I ask that you shield us from the tactics of the enemy, because ultimately he does not want us to be free in you. We recognize that the enemy wants to keep us bound in misery, with no freedom in you. God, you gave me Bonafide Talk to minister to the needs of your people in areas that are typically not discussed in traditional churches. Not at all, dear God, to insult the traditional churches, dear God, as they are completing a mighty work. Amen. But you have assigned me to take this winning souls to Christ to another level, and with your help, dear God, I intend to do just that. Please protect this radio broadcast from the tactics of the enemy to prevent this message from coming forth. This is your word, dear God. Bonafide Talk is just a vessel, and that is all right with me, your humble servant. It is all about you, dear God. Dear God, we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Family, we're going to go into a quick commercial break. Here is a message from our sponsor, Pastor Frank Henderson of Excel Fellowship.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Frank Henderson, the pastor of Excel Fellowship Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's an honor to meet you and to come to you right here on Bonafide Radio. Check it out. Excel Fellowship Church, we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. at 3908 Arrow Drive, right here in the big city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Our mission is real simple. We are reaching the lost, equipping the saints, and manifesting Christ. We look forward to seeing you real soon. Okay, now let's get back to Bonafide Talk.
Welcome back, guys. You are listening to the live radio broadcast, Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. I am your radio talk show host, Evangelist Falana. It is on Bonafide Talk this evening, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts out today. He is the co-founder and COO of C&J Marketing Solutions, head administrator for one of the upcoming nonprofit organizations in the Warsaw, North Carolina area, Explosive Achievers Incorporated, top executive for Five Links, a brother who wears many, many hats and wears them all well. radio talk show host for one of the hottest radio shows on the BFTM radio network, Beyond the Walls of Jericho. Let's give it up, fam, for Kareem K. Dizzle McDuffie. Hey, bruh, how you doing? Brother Kareem, how are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm blessed and highly favored. What about you? How you doing?
The same. My brother, you know what? It's not enough time on this clock tonight to tell you just how good God has been. You hear me? I could go into a praise break right now, but I'm not going to go there. I cut you off.
I said, I know, because, I mean, I'm telling you, man, despite all the success and despite even the failures, at the end of the day, God is good. It's a blessing to wake up above ground every morning. So, I mean, all thing I got to say, man, off of that comment is this, guys. Be thankful that you're here and be thankful that God has kept you for another day.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, because it could have been just the way around, Kareem, and we not have had the opportunity one more time to get it right. Amen. You know, met you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, that's exactly right.
That's it. I had the pleasure of linking with you a few months ago with your cousin, Patrice Hobbs. She and I used to work together at AT&T. And I tell you, Kareem, I just want everyone to know publicly how much of a blessing you have been in my life, everything about you has been in my life, and what you have brought to the BFTM 103.3 radio network Beyond the Walls of Jericho. Guys, let's give it up again for Kareem McDuffie. Amen. Amen. Brother Kareem, I'd like to start here. Let's talk about these many projects that you're working with. Talk to us about C&G Marketing Solutions.
Absolutely, man. C&G Marketing Solutions is actually a company that, you know, I helped co-found with my mother. It's actually an umbrella of a Filings Enterprises out of Rochester, New York. And primarily what we focus on, man, is providing people with essential products and services that they use every day. We show individuals how they can make money and save money off of things that they use every day. And even those individuals that want to get their physique tight, we actually have different products that we have that can help you accomplish that goal as well. So that's primarily what C&G Marketing Solutions is. We arrange from healthcare all the way to telecommunication products. So, man, we actually the one-stop shop to all your needs.
There you go. I love it. Now, later on, I'm going to ask how someone can contact you regarding that, okay? You are the founder and head administrator for one of the upcoming nonprofit organizations in Warsaw, North Carolina, Explosive Achievers Incorporated. Please share with us what you have going on with that nonprofit. That's exciting to me.
Absolutely, man. Explosive Achievers Incorporated is actually a nonprofit that was inspired by my grandfather, the late Norman Bass, and my father, the late Cecil McDuffie Sr. And I'm going to tell you guys, man, it goes right to what I said, man, it's a blessing to be here. Because just a few years ago, I was actually a resident in Durham, North Carolina. And, you know, I felt like life was heading in the right direction. And sometimes you have to learn how to be obedient to God's word and be obedient to what God has ordained and order your steps to be. Sometimes we as Christians, man, we run away from what God really wants us to do. And I'm openly and really happy to tell people I was one of those individuals that ran. But I'm thankful that when God allowed some of the most troublesome times in my life to happen to me, that he sent me back home. Because what happened was when I came back home in 2013, I lost my uncle in October. And that was an eye-opener, because basically it happened at the flash of an eye that was transferring him to his hospital room for an overnight observation. And I went downstairs just to let my mother know what room he was in, but as soon as I hit the elevator and went downstairs, he died. So, you know, that's what happened then. Then that following April in 2014, I lost my grandfather that July. I lost my dad's best friend. 2 weeks later, I lost my father And the very next month, I lost my auntie, my father's sister. And the month after that, I actually lost my pastor and mentor in October. So I look at it from a positive standpoint to where when you go ahead and be obedient to God's word, he allowed you to have that time with those special individuals. And I'm lucky that I had that time just because I was obedient. But Explosive Achievers Incorporated, our primary focus is to really be a pillar in the Duplin County, Sampson County, or even the surrounding counties to help them enhance their ability to not only provide quality tutoring and mentorship to individuals locally, but to provide it to even elders and adults, because everybody deserves a quality education and everybody deserves to do better. We also have transitional housing for individuals that has been displaced. And just to explain what transitional housing is, transitional housing is not permanent housing. It's a temporary housing project that really allows individuals to get themselves together, working towards providing themselves permanent housing. So that's what transitional housing is. We're going to be having a fine arts and recreation department, basically, where we're going to really help these kids on a scholastic level get their grades right so they can let their talents excel over to the collegiate lifestyle. Because a lot of kids that are talented, they are talented, but they don't understand or they don't really have nobody there to tell
right.
them at an early age that you need to have these grades right to get where you can go. Let your talent take you out your situation and better your environment and better your families.
That's absolutely amazing work. Kareem, what inspired this organization? What was it that happened in your life that inspired you to build this explosive nonprofit, Explosive Achievers Incorporated?
Right, see, man, that's a good question, man. All my life, man, I actually, a little bit about my background, and for individuals that really, really know me, know that a big chunk of my childhood, I grew up in the church. I was the guy that was behind the scenes. I actually had a title as assistant pastor when I was just a teen. That's how much I was active at the church with the pastor. And from there, man, I always had ministry work. One of the things that bothers me now today when it comes to churches is that they don't do ministry work. It's more of a setup to where we go to church on Sunday, we meet again on Wednesday for Bible study, and we may have choir practice on Tuesday and Thursday. But it's not really out there trying to reach anybody. And that's how I grew up, was having different things to do. So this nonprofit was kind of birthed in me at a very early age. But me being young and wanting to experience life, I ran from all of that. I didn't pay it no attention. I didn't put no effort into it. But then once I came back home, and I start losing those that was close to me, I realized that this was the calling that God had on my life, doing things like this, being a radio show host. Actually, man, my late pastor, before we had issues at the church and the church split it, he was in the process of starting a radio station at the church. And, you know, that was something that he shared with me after we left. And, you know, I realized that a lot of times, man, it's so easy for us to get distracted. And it's so easy for us to go left where God wants us to go right.
Absolutely, absolutely. So now your former pastor, he was about to build a radio station before he went home to glory?
Actually, man, what happened was the church that we was at then, they had an altercation, and, you know, he was in the midst of the altercation. And they ultimately decided to vote him out. And, you know, hey, everything happens for a reason. So, you know, at the end of the day, I decided to follow his ministry because I'm the type of person when it comes to any type of business, you need to go with those that know, not necessarily stay with those that don't know or prove that
right.
they don't know. Because
right.
everything needs to be structured, even the house of the Lord. Needs to be structured. People got to understand. Christians really have to understand. You got a spiritual atmosphere of the church, and you also have a business atmosphere of the church. And if you don't know anything about the business or you just want to be there for spiritual benefits, it's not necessarily about you. It's about those that don't know God. It's about those that are lost. And that's what the spiritual side of the church is for. You've been converted over and have that clarity and understanding of who God is. You're supposed to be out here in these clubs, be out here in these streets, be in these places where individuals that don't know God, and your life should show them who God is, not necessarily getting them to the church. Getting them to the church is just it's a formality to completely converting them over. But people should see God when they see you.
You know something, that right there, Brother Kareem, is total confirmation. I'll have you know, my pastor, Pastor Frank Henderson of Excel Fellowship, preached the identical sermon today. He called it In the Bubble, or no, Don't Forget, meaning sometimes what will happen in our quote-unquote traditional churches, we will do the praise and worship part with no problem. But when it comes down to going out into the highways and the byways to actually seek the lost, that's where we become, you know, a little bit short in. You know what I mean? And you're right.
Absolutely.
Even Jesus did that when he talked about that one sheep out of the 100 that got lost. He went back and got that sheep and was more happy or victorious or whatever about the fact that he had brought that one sheep back than the other 99. That's who we're trying to reach, and you're right. It's a great thing, Bonafide Talk family, to bring people to church. That's cool. That's wonderful. That's a good place to start. But you're right, Brother Kareem. God should be shining through us. We should have God so much in us that when they see us, they'll be like, wow, I want something of what Kareem's got. I want something that what Evangelist Falana's got. I have got to go and find out who this Christ is. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It makes perfectly good sense, because people got to understand this. This is what they got to understand. Despite everything that I have been actively in or I have accomplished up to this point in my life, have there been times that I've been used and abused? Absolutely. Have people that was closest to me hurt me? Absolutely. I mean, but at the same time, it's not about that. It's about converting those over that don't know,
right,
have no clue who God is. And, you know, man, it's funny because I'm going to throw this out there. Even when Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him, yet
mm-hmm.
he still loved him.
Come on, somebody.
So, I mean,
yes, he did now.
If Jesus had that type of love, And we supposed to be Christians, and we supposed to get up every day and try to live like that, have that type of lifestyle. Why is it so hard for us as brothers and sisters in Christ to forgive one another when one of us falls short? Because even he knew Judas was going to be his downfall before Judas even knew.
Right.
But yet, he still loved that man. If you bring that same scenario to current day, that won't be love. That would be straight hatred.
True, absolutely, very true. Beyond the walls of Jericho. Now, as soon as I heard your concept, Brother Kareem, I was excited. Will you please share with our listeners why I'm so excited about Beyond the Walls of Jericho?
Well, Beyond the Walls of Jericho, that's interesting because, you know, in the coming up with a name for the show, it really took me back to really study closely the word of God, and it goes back to what, like I was sharing with you one time before, people would hear the title Beyond the Walls of Jericho, they'd be like, well, what they have to do with anything? But Beyond the Walls of Jericho is, man, you got to understand the story. Number one, Joshua was God's chosen to lead the children of Israel to the promised land, and Jericho was that city, the very first city that they conquer into getting there. However,
Amen.
When you go farther back into that story to why Joshua was the chosen and not necessarily Moses and them got big-headed. They were feeling themselves, and they
mm-hmm.
lost more sight once they crossed that Red Sea. They lost the vision. They lost the purpose. And because they lost that, and because they lost their faith in God and all of that, God allowed them to wander around in the wilderness for 40 years. But they were just days away from the promised land. And when we relate that to today's time, a lot of times it goes back to what I said, even for myself, be running from God's calling. God sometimes will allow you to run around for years, for decades, sometimes even up to the point of death, when you are just right outside the door of your blessing. So that goes back to the beyond the walls of Jericho, the concept. The concept is, man, a lot of times, the reason why there's a wall between us and the blessing God has for us is not because the devil necessarily put it there. You put it there yourself.
Amen.
You put it there for disobedient. You put it there for being big-headed. You put it there for feeling yourself. Those type of things. And a lot of times, even the things, the thoughts that we have, the things that we say, those things can create walls to stop us from being blessed. Because you only confide by the walls that you build yourself.
Amen. Well said, my brother. Well said. And that there, ladies and gentlemen, is Bonafide Talk. We're getting ready to go into a quick commercial break. I see you guys on the switchboard. It's loaded. I love you. I see you in the chat room. I love you. For those of you that are on the switchboard now, if you have a question or a comment, go ahead and press 1. And those of you that are in the chat room, if you're too bashful to come on the air, that's fine. Go ahead and feel free to post your questions and comments, and you will be acknowledged, okay? And, you know, Kareem, as I listen to you, basically, in essence, what you're talking about, yes, it is our not following what God has us to do, and then as a result of that, we find ourselves in some of the onlyest situations, bro, you know? And speaking
Absolutely.
Of situations, you know what I mean? Speaking of situations, this is my homegirl, Lady Jazz, the Lady Jazz Project with her hit, Situations.
Let's go.
All right.
Go ahead, Lady Jazz. Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys. One of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country, and I am your host, Evangelist Falana. Listen, we're going to go into another quick commercial break only to give everybody time to get their Bibles and their pen and their paper and all that other good stuff together, because you know how we do. We keep it real and raw, but we keep it biblically bona fide. Amen? So go ahead and get that together. I'll give you a few minutes to do that. Here is Donna Stanville, representative for Lincoln Heritage, okay?
Hi, I'm Donna Stanville. I'm your ambassador. I represent your community. Here at Lincoln Heritage, we offer free educational workshops on different types of life insurance. We want to ensure proper coverage to help alleviate stress on your loved ones during those difficult times. To learn more about what we offer, please call at 252-468-2147. Again, that number is 252-468-2147.
Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys. We have with us tonight radio talk show host for Beyond the Walls of Jericho, Mr. Kareem K. Dizzle himself, McDuffie. Kareem, we are only confined by the walls that we build. Splendid. You know, when you and I got together to talk about this, I felt I was led in my spirit that maybe perhaps we do a crossover between the fruit of the spirit and also some of the other things like depression, I'm not happy, I'm too small, I'm too big, and that type of thing. You know, I'm finding, Brother Kareem, and let me know if you agree with me, that a big part of why we go through some of the things that we go through in life is because we don't know who and what love is. That's one of the fruit of the spirit. What would you say to someone that's listening if they were to say, what is love?
Well, I'm a firm believer, number one, you can't truly understand what love is if first you don't know how to love yourself. Loving yourself plays a big part in for you having the ability to love anybody else. So I do tell individuals, you got to love yourself first. Then you got to learn how to love God. And it's funny that you asked that question because I feel like learning the ability to learn how to love God, you have to first learn how to be intimate with God. And I feel like that comes in through worship, which is what I'm going to be talking about later on tonight on my show with one of my guests. We're going to be talking about the power of worship. How do you worship God? Because one of the things that I see in traditional churches that bothers me is that we have always been taught to praise God and be absolutely thankful for what God has done for us. But the traditional church steals back when it comes to learning how to have an intimate relationship with God. So
Amen.
Once you can master loving yourself, building that relationship with God to love God, then you will only understand truly what love is, because love is not, you know, like a lot of young people may relate to, oh, he loves me or she loves me, and then we go into something else, something sexual. That's not necessarily love. Love is that thing that you have that, despite all, you could just, it's just comforting and knowing that something or someone is there. And I'm going to tell you guys, man will always fail you or forsake you. I mean, despite how perfect that we may try to be, we will always fall short. But the love of God and the love God has for us, that will always remain the same. Even when you short him and even when you may mistreat him, he's still going to love and treat you the same. And for somebody that can do that, that's the type of love that I want to give the people. And that's the type of love I feel like we should be giving the people. The same type of love and submissive behavior God gives to us.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? I think that once we finally get to that point, Brother Kareem, that we understand what love is. The many of the things that I'm looking on this logo, actually, that you put up, I'm busy, I'm lazy, I'm fat, I'm ugly. Once we internalize God and allow God to heal us in those areas, so we have to invite God in our lives. He gives us free will, amen? But we have to actually surrender this thought process and begin to love ourselves enough to allow God to work with us, amen? And, you know, sometimes for some, Kareem, I would imagine that's a little bit easier said than done. But that brings us to the next fruit of the Spirit. It's then when we experience joy. Amen, Kareem?
Amen, amen. I mean, and back it up a little bit when you were talking about the logo that, you know, it basically states that you are confined only by the walls that you build. The Bible tells us that the power of life is death is in the tongue. And there's a lot of times we can speak things into existence. I tell a lot of people, be careful what you pray to God for. Man, I pray that he take me out of this situation. But sometimes he takes you out of the situation. The problem is the way he take you out may not be the way that you expect it to be taken out. So when you sit there, you say that I'm fat. Yeah, if you fatter, you say it a lot of times, that's what you're going to be because you're speaking that into your life. Instead of saying I'm fat, I'm beautiful. I look good.
That's right.
You got to change those negative affirmations to positive affirmations. And I'm going to tell you guys, man, it takes 21 days to change a bad habit to a good habit. And you have to do it every day for 21 straight days. And that's the minimum. For some people, it could take longer. So when you have that negative thought process, there's nothing wrong with that. The only thing that's wrong with having a negative thought process is learning how to change those negative thoughts into positive ones, the negative affirmations into positive ones. And, I mean, then you're going to find yourself speaking blessings into your life and not curses.
Amen, amen. And that's how we find our sense of identity. Now, I want to go back to something that you just said. It takes 21 days to break any habit. Is that like a 21st century kind of thing? Because for we old schoolers, our grandmamas told us it took 3 days. So I'm curious, where did you get 21 days from, Kareem?
Well, you see, man, the old school teachings and the old school methods, yeah, absolutely, because I'm a product of some of that old school raising. And, yes, it do take 3 days. You either get it right in 3 days or you're going to continue getting what you're getting. And I leave it at that because I'm not no advocate of any type of abuse or anything, but, you know, that's just how it was. I mean, and sometimes you know when people look at you what it was. That's not the
Absolutely.
Case. Now you got kids that they're not afraid to tell you, and they will even tell you at a little age, you put your hands on me if you want to, I'm going to call the police. I'm going to call social services. Well, I'm coming from a background. If I told my parents that, I mean, I'd be getting up off the floor, and that's the nice way of putting it, or that's the golly
okay.
way of putting it.
Right.
But, you know, the 21 days is it's a proven fact that if you practice something 21 consecutive days, that will change into a habit for you. So, I mean, if you really want to lose weight, practice that for 21 days, and then you're going to start finding yourself doing that without noticing it because you don't create a healthy habit. So if you want to start smoking, stop smoking for 21 days. And I'm going to tell you guys, it's not just stop smoking for 21 days, or it's just not you working on a health regime for 21 days. You got to surround yourself around people that's going to encourage you to accomplish that for 21 days, because the devil is not going to allow you to accomplish something positive when he knows that that is your whole intent. Is to better yourself. The devil don't want us to better ourselves. As long as we feel down and in the dump, depressed, and all those things, the devil is satisfied. But God is not satisfied, and ultimately you're not satisfied because you get tired of being down in the dumps. You want to be like the Jeffersons. I mean, you don't want to be like, oh, man, I always broke. I never have nothing to do. I don't have nothing to look forward to in my life. You can change those things, but you have to really put yourself in the motion of doing it. Some faith without works is dead. That's how.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, you made something. You said a valid point right there. Another Bible scripture. Write down, guys. John 10:10 tells us that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But God has come that we may have life and have life more abundantly. Amen. Once we give it all to God and we begin to learn of him and practice the way he acts and incorporates that into the way we act and change our behaviors, we will begin to find, amen, that we ourselves will finally have an identity. And speaking of identity, here is Health Be With Identity.
Identity. Identity. The state or fact of remaining the same. It's the condition of being oneself and not another. See, it's like knowing your true identity of who and what you are gives you the power to ever write that rifle that belongs to you. So I got from my identity in Christ Jesus, in whom I live and have my being. CJ, where you at?
I'm fighting for my destiny, I gotta find my identity. Lost in the world, got me living up in poverty. My struggles and my pain got me singing up this melody.
World trying to figure out the destiny. Trapped in the cage, you're rumbling like a wrestling. Hustle real hard, trying to figure out your genesis. So they're trying to fit in, but it ain't never them. Walking in the dark, whenever a thing that's in the light. Now the smoke caught up like a criminal who kryptonite. And you're brainwashed, cause the enemies you got your sight. Wanna be a gangster, wanna rap it on the block. So the streets show no love, all the poochers on the spot. And when you shot 9 times, only got to serve your life. I was raised in the church, but I've been in the streets. It's no life security when you claim you're a beast. I see the devil operating 24/7, calculated. Man and souls are burnt out like the lead on the sheet. Took your crown and your throne and then toss it to the streets.
I'm fighting for my destiny, I gotta find my identity. Lost in the world, got me living up in poverty. My struggles and my pain got me singing up this melody.
Me. My life is changed, you're gonna be me. I got a new name, I'm Calvary. I'm free from sin, that's my identity. I'm dead to sin, gon' follow me. You stood your soul, now you leave in confusion. Wrapped up in lies, all you see is delusion. A prophet, not a man when he get a whole word. After that, homie, you got nothing left. You eating off the ground when you got a whole table. Why you banking, man, when your father owns the bank? You driving around the city, will it have to tank? You're so broke. Now you got no identity. That's what the devil does. Take it with your pride. My father is the king, and you know what that means. I'm a prince, boy. No need for signing. Yeah,
I'm fighting for my destiny. I gotta find my identity. Lost in the world, got me living up in poverty. My struggles and my pain got me singing up this melody.
To the mud, and he brought sight. Touch the ears of the deaf, that's when give us time. Tell me who been doing this, none of y'all can handle this. The death of four men, but a newborn identity. Some getting wise, and my past is off the former. Devil told he got me, now that's free, no longer. Grandma used to tell me as a kid, he's a liar. A pure deceiver, always been a loser. John 10:10 is the word, hallelujah. I'm a soldier for Christ, man. My rank, say, it's over. I was living in dark sin, now it's Jehovah. The words I'm in the sea, I was made in his likeness. I got it around your heart, no more living hypocrite. I got my new identity, I'm living what Christ preached.
I'm fighting for my destiny, I gotta find my identity. Lost in the world, got me living up in poverty. My struggles and my pain got me singing up this melody.
I'm looking through the mirror, gotta find out who I really am.
Dancing all day and all night like I'm dancing.
Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys. One of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country and one of the hottest on the BFTM radio network. Hey, guys, the BFTM radio network is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Check us out at getbonafide.org. That's getbonafide.org. Family, I see a switchboard full. Nobody's saying anything, but that's okay. Maybe this is a learning experience for you. Prayerfully, it is. If you have something to say, if you have a question or comment, those of you that are in the chat room, dial now 347-327-9688 and press 1. Those of you that are on the switchboard now, press 1 if you have a question or comment or a contribution to tonight's discussion. All right, Corinne, we have a bunch of shy people today, but that's okay. Sometimes it's like that. On Bonafide Talk, you and I are going over some really deep material, so it's time to take them to school, okay? Let's go back to one of the fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering. Can I tell you sometimes, can we keep this Bonafide Talk for a second, Brother Corinne? Can I be real with you?
Yes.
That
you can be real. Go ahead.
That long-suffering thing sometimes can be a long time, amen?
Yes.
Indeed.
It definitely
indeed can. But
I'll
tell you what I have found during that long-suffering period, okay? I have found that that is the opportunity that God takes to prune us and to ground us in some situations. You mentioned dropping off some of those habits. I'm inclined to believe, based on my life experience and also my experience in ministry with working with others, that sometimes people can be a bad habit. What would you say to someone who said that to you? Is this person a bad habit for me?
Well, that's funny that you said that. Now you caught me off guard with that one. But
come on
as
now.
As far as being a bad habit, absolutely. That's like anything can be your God, is how I view that. How people can be a bad habit is that some people, man, they don't mean you no good. Sometimes you outgrow people, and that's the key. That's going to be the key. When you outgrow somebody, and if God is elevating you spiritually, and the people in your circle is not getting elevated, you're going to outgrow them. And the problem is sometimes we are comfortable hanging with the crowd or people we are familiar with. We're not comfortable with God seeing or intervening new people in your life. And, you know, I say that out of a little bit of experience. I've been doing network marketing. Matter of fact, this coming up week, Friday will make 7 years.
Congratulations.
With network marketing. And I'm going to tell you, when I first started network marketing, the only people that I really knew was the people that I grew up with and the people that I love. What I found out, though, those are not necessarily the people that's going to support you. And they're not going to see the vision that you have. And what happens is when God elevates your mind and give you vision, you have to work within that vision. And sometimes you're not going to see the next step, but that's where faith kicks in. So getting back to your original question about people being a bad habit, when people are stuck doing what they're doing and God is moving you forward, sometimes you're going to have to let them go and allow God to elevate, continue to elevate you and introduce you to the people that's going to take you to the destination that he already has ordained and planned for your life.
Amen, amen. And, you know, on that note, you know, you and I both know that it says in the word that a prophet is honored everywhere and it's up in his own country. Now, I'm not saying either you or me are a prophet, but can I say I can identify with that scripture based on my little life experience and what you're talking about, that sometimes your friends and your family, they're not going to help us out from the beginning because they're thinking probably something along the order of, oh, they just talking, it's not going to happen. But do you find that sometimes our family and friends are kind of like bandwagoners, meaning they'll jump on board once you get it going? Has that been your experience? That's certainly been mine.
Well, the thing with that is that scripture, you know, you quote it, man. People look at scripture and sometimes I feel like they try to interpret the word of God too scripted. You have to, number one, when you read your Bibles and you read the word of God, what it means to you during your transition, your
Amen.
Time frame, and your mindset could be completely different what it means to this 18-year-old that is reading the same word and what's going on in their lives. But God is the same God. He's the same God then that he is today. I mean, so when you look at it from that perspective, you have to understand that God gave you that vision. And the two, God allowed them to see in part of your vision, your family and friends would never understand what it is that you're doing. And because they don't understand, we as humans, we get frustrated, we get mad because that's human. But when you look at it from a spiritual eye, you understand that those that start with you may not end with you.
That's true. Some may not be meant to be with you on that ride. And, you know, you mentioned something rather interesting about the 18-year-old versus, I'm going to say, my age, 47. I can now read a scripture, Brother Kareem, and have a totally different interpretation of that scripture because I've lived a little bit. You know what I mean? And you're very right. That 18-year-old, let's say, for instance, when it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all else should be given unto you, depends on where that individual is right there. So if the 18-year-old hasn't lived, do you think that, I don't think that they fully grasp that in many situations. Like, when they say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, I know what that means now because I've lived it. But do you think that our youth are catching that, or are they missing? Let's tap into the youth a little bit. Do you think that our youth are being taught incorrectly, or they're misinterpreting the Bible? And would that explain why we have so many teen pregnancies, violence, et cetera?
Well, I think the church steered away from what it the core principles that most traditional churches used to have. Back in the day, even when I was growing up, I'm 32 years old. So
mm-hmm.
back then, we knew not to be involved in those type of activities because we already knew the type of what's the word? I would say maybe ridicule a little bit. We already
right.
knew if. We went out there, we got somebody pregnant as a man, that the individuals that we see every Sunday or we see throughout the week, because the church I went to, we was very active. We always had something going on. So we already knew that that would be a blemish. So that stopped us for that. In today's time, when you, that scripture, you see the kingdom of God, and for somebody that haven't completely lived to completely understand that, you have to look at it from two aspects. Those individuals, the 18-year-old, the way they go about seeking the kingdom of God is going to be the only way that they know how. But that don't make them wrong in their
right.
approach in seeking the kingdom of God. We as older Christians would be guilty of because they're not taking the approach that we feel is the right approach. And I feel that there is no right or wrong approach to that because of the fact of the interpretation of where you at in your life. And we don't know what God has given them. So we're wrong to judge them by their actions. So that's why I feel like we're losing a lot of people is because when you look at most, I ain't going to say most churches, but when you look at some churches, the way they are set up and the way they operate, it's not attractive to a younger audience because
right.
we have become routine. We have become predictable. And to me, that's against what God said he is all about. I mean, we don't know how the Holy Spirit will move. So if you don't know how the Holy Spirit going to move, I feel like some of the boundaries that we have in churches should be in place. Because if once you become routine leads to being predictable. And because you become routine, that also allows the devil room to come in.
You know what? I get it. I like that. You know what? I got to give you a round of applause for that. That was nice, Brother Kareem. Beautiful. Beautifully said. We're going to tackle three fruit in one with this one, okay? gentleness, goodness, and faith. Let me show you where I'm coming with this. I want to address the haters and how the haters will have us thinking all sorts of things. I'm too skinny. I'm helpless. I'm worthless. And all these other things. And, you know, I went through some of those things, really, not only as a youth, Brother Kareem, but before I found Christ and realized who I was in Christ, okay? Later on, as I allowed to God to work with me and deal with me, I came to realize that they were only doing that to kill me off, to kill what God had in mind for me. So when I run across haters now, and it's sad, but it's true. I like that statement that I hear. If you don't have any haters in the game, then your game ain't tight, or something like that I hear the youth say sometimes. I'm able to recognize now, Kareem, that our haters, you know, they may have internal issues of their own, you know. And when they see certain things in you, they become intimidated, jealous, or whatever, and they try to stifle that. What has been your experience with haters?
It's funny that you said that, because I have that right now. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is how I address the situation. What God has for me is for me. You make it duplicated, you make it rip it off, but, man, it's not ordained by God, because God gave that vision to me. So when you try to steal what God gives me, you ain't going to be successful. You're only going to get but so far with that, because the vision is within me. And the thing is, a lot of times when you have a lot of haters, it's because sometimes people see greatness in you before you see greatness in yourself. And it's funny how that operates and how that works, because you be so focused on what you're doing. Even with myself, I'm so focused on making sure that everything is in place, everything is right. And sometimes I lose track and I lose vision of what the primary goal is. And you get your affirmation, like people like yourself, to say, man, you keep doing what you're doing. I'm watching you. I'm proud of you. That's what keeps me driving. It's the very few people that says that, because oftentimes you feel like you hear more of the negative stuff than you hear anything positive about what you got going on. But, I mean, if you don't have a hater, I mean, the devil already got you. Because the hater is just the form of the devil. So that's why I tell a lot of people. So if people talking about you, there's a lot of roadblocks in what you're trying to do. One or two things could be going on. And I like to say it's the very first thing. You're doing the right thing, and the devil is trying to block you. The other thing is that you may be straying away from what God really wants you to do. So what I tell people is, when you experience those roadblocks or those type of experiences, just go in your closet and you listen to that still, calm voice. Because a lot of people want to think that God yells at you. And if you listen to what's yelling at you, I'm going to be the very first to tell you that that is nothing but the devil. God don't yell at you. God speaks calmly and peacefully to you.
Yes, he
does. It's with complete clarity and understanding.
Yes, he does. Elaborate a little bit on what you just said about haters, and that could be indicative that you're on the wrong path.
Well, the haters is one of the thing with a hater is mean that they don't like what you're doing. They try to stop what you're doing. And what I'm saying with that is sometimes, because you have to look at this thing from a spiritual eye. And, you know, I have found a lot of people are beginning to steer away from the fact that God can use anybody. If he can make a jackass talk and give a sermon and talk to you, God can use anybody. So that drunk on the street could be telling you something positive. But because he's a drunk, stereotype him as a hater. He tried to block me, and that's not necessary. So that's why I said you got to be very careful with how you interpret some of the things that's being delivered to you, because sometimes it could be God speaking to you through that hater to try to get you back on track to where he wants you to go. So you have to really, the judgment call, you have to really weigh out your options. You have to really pray about it. Is this what God wants for me? Is this what God's trying to tell me? God, speak to me.
Amen. I love it. I love it. We're going
to
dedicate this.
Do.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Those are the type of things that you're going to have to do.
Amen. We're going to dedicate this next song to our haters out there. Him on the Inside by Simply Dre.
Dre, what's good, man? I see you doing good even in spite of all these haters we got out here, man. What's going on?
Oh, you know what? I be trying to tell them. I mean, you know you can't have a public display without first having a private practice. It ain't nothing but him on the inside. You heard me?
That's what I'm talking about, him on the inside.
I'm about to make it rain up in here, though. You
make
ready?
Make it rain. Let's go.
People want to hate because we dish more than they take.
And that's because they used to getting something less than great. But it's okay.
It ain't about what we display. It's about the way he all in our veins. And that's what
come
we say.
Come on, everybody, let's all get down and just clap your hands and this funky sound. Don't know about you, but I come to dance. Stop trying to be cute and lift up your hands. When it comes to this here, see, I don't play. Just as sure as my name is Simply Dre. So if you come to lift him up, then
show me what he do.
If it feel real good, then
show me what he do.
It's alright if you shut, alright if you straight.
Oh.
Somebody's fat name, y'all know what I mean. Come on, everybody, y'all know what's up. Don't know about you, but I come to lift him up.
It's him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on the inside, working on the outside, go on, lift him up, go on, go on, lift him up.
See, I don't lift him up cause I got a little something. Cause I can remember days when I didn't have nothing. But that's when your haters
start to hating on me.
But your haters didn't know
that he was working on me.
Man, it's funny how they act cause I got a little change. And some of y'all tripping thinking I'ma really change. And even though some of y'all
change like the weather,
I'ma still love you cause
mama taught me better.
Yo, Dre, what they say when they see me on the block?
Simply Dre,
what they say now they see me on top? And it ain't my fault that you didn't believe about what could really happen when I'm on my knees. 10,000 records sold on his eyes a month. And when I'm in the studio, I ain't smoking blunt. Gotta keep a clear mind when I rock on the mic.
Cause even though I don't wanna be, I'm in the spotlight. It's him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on the inside, working on the outside. Go on, lift him up, go on, go on, lift him up.
Him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on my left side, even on my right side.
Wait a minute, Rain. You can't be playing with this thing now. People out there listening now.
Okay.
Make it rain.
I see you looking even.
You stop for a second, man, and now you thinking. I'ma tell you, pitch yourself, player, you ain't dreaming. Cause when you take a look at me, I know you see him. But I will never take credit, forget it while I'm breathing. And yeah, you gon' hear his voice every time I'm speaking. And even when I leave your presence, you gon' know the reason. Cause I'ma point up to the sky like it ain't a secret. You wanna meet him? Indeed, I'ma bring him and feed him. Demolishing demons, have people peeping on the sideline. They finally believing. I'm born to reach him and teach him, and that's exactly the reason. He blessed me with the gift to rap and got you to receive it. I mean it, I'm needed, I know it, and there ain't no mistake. That's why he take a rain and combine me with Dre. You see, he had to put a mic in between all the blaze. So people feeling the conviction, consider the flame.
I know you see the shine, and you peeping the grind. Got people all on my line, and it ain't even mine.
It's only by design that I'm even writing this rhyme. Man, I do it to keep God on your mind. Yeah, I'ma shine.
What I tell y'all, man, I knew y'all wasn't ready for this one. Oh, like I said, they gon' keep on hating, but it's alright with me. Tell them, Rain.
Him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on the inside, working on the outside. Him on the inside, working on the outside.
Go on, lift him up, go on, lift him up.
I love that. Yes. Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys. One of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. Hey, you guys have been quiet tonight. Hey, that's cool. I hope that you guys have had a learning experience and a half. Tonight we have with us as our featured guest the radio talk show host for one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts on the BFTN 103.3 radio network. We have with us this evening Kareem K. Dizzle McDuffie. Brother Kareem, you have shed so much light on so many different directions regarding our being victims or creating our own walls. We're towards the end of our show. What is your closing remark for tonight regarding you are confined only by the walls you build?
I mean, that's it. You are only confined by the walls you build. What you guys got to understand is this, man. If you believe that you're fat, you're fat. If you believe that you're ugly, you're ugly. But those days, you're building walls. Remember that you're putting up those stereotypes that negative reflect yourself. So you got to understand that if we can learn how to change our negative train of thought to positive train of thought, that we'll be okay.
Amen, amen. And to piggyback on what Brother Kareem just said, he is exactly right. It's all about the transformation of the renewal of the mind. It's simple as that, and that's real bona fide talk. Ladies and gentlemen, we're towards the end of our show. We want to thank again Brother Kareem K. Dizzle McDuffie for being the featured guest on Bona Fide Talk this evening. All right, guys, we're shutting it down. I love you. I love you. I love you to Christ. And as always,
keep God first in your walk, baby. And that's Bona Fide Talk.
Bona Fide Talk.